This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In the parishes here, it seems a chazara of not. It's hard to see the new nekudas in these parishes. So you have a Yakov and you have Kudei, each one chasing over the Yanim of the Mishkan and the Binyan Mishkan and the Begadim and so on. And it needs the different things, small things pointed out that are nafkiminis. But all the Parshas Pekudei, not only is it a Chazara, but there's the problem there that seemed to be of no consequence. Each Kli, how it's built, and what it's made of, and the size and everything, is halachas. So that, and each one has remuzim, has certain inyanim in it. That we understand at least why it's written and so on. Here, the parasha starts with the kudei, meaning all of the different items they had, the money and the different materials they had gathered in, and a cheshbon of all the materials, and then what they made of it. It says already in the parasha before that they had enough, the heiser, so they had enough. What chshivas is there in having dominion of what was given and then saying it was used? Beseda, we can work it out backwards. We know the Kalim, they had everything they needed. People gave more and they were told to stop giving. So what's the cheshbon? And the chur, there's no in the midas of the kalim themselves. There's obviously chshivas, sedus about what each one's supposed to be. That we understand. But the money they happen to bring is they happen to bring money, and yes, they had enough, and they had hoysa. What chshivas is they're listing how much money there was and so on and so forth. Mas kikar al shama and so on. That's a point that I'd like to be explaining in. Chazal also, the Medrash starts over here with a pasuk that Isha Munos Rav Brochus. Moshe Rabbeinu is somebody who is Isha Munos. He's a person who's trustworthy, and therefore he brings a lot of brochet as Maisim. And Otzla Hashe, that's Kairach, and he's destroyed. So there's sort of a comparison between Moshe and Kairach. The Sforos HaSemes says that the reason why in what Chazal want to point out over here is they're bothered by a problem. The halacha is counting is something that diminishes bracha. A person calls man something is not nimna, and it is still makom for bracha. Once something is counted, and so on, there's no chalais bracha. So idea of counting items and elements is something which is the chor, something you shouldn't do. A maisa bracha is, bracha is chal on something that's some minayim, something that hasn't been counted yet, and therefore counting the money they had should not have been done. And Chazal are giving us a little bit, they're giving us sort of a hesber that when an Isha Munois, that when somebody is a trustworthy person, it's Ra Brochus, there's a lot of Broch in it. It doesn't quite explain why, and it doesn't explain the second half, the Otzla Hash of Kairach. A Chazal referring to the fact that Kairach was a big usher, referring to something else. I want to try a little bit to explain the point that Chazal are making over here. And that's what the parish is sort of putting down. We think about making the Mishkan, so we start with what's needed. What's needed is Kalim. They need to make a certain things, a certain amount. You have the Kalim, and this is what you do, and this is what you make. That's how we understand it. There's another cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where the world is meant to be used in a way that is expressing something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a likus expressed in this world, and he made a world that's possible to express things in it. It means that there are no extra pieces that are placed in this world. For instance, I tell somebody, find whatever stuff you can find in the shed over there and make whatever you want to make. So it's Yitochen, we don't have enough things, we have too many things. It's Yitochen that can make two objects. We have no way of knowing beforehand what, when, and it's mistama that there'll be either too much or too little. I tell kids, go find something in the yard and put it together. When I make a kit and I take something, I disassemble it and put it out in pieces, then everything I need is going to have to be there, and whatever I have there, I'm going to have to use. I started with a table. I took it apart. I put the pieces together in a box. So since the pieces all came from the whole, then Bal Korchach, there's not extra over there, and Bal Korchach, everything you need is going to be there. Lost something up, lost. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. The Metzius of this world is, it's a kli where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in order to express something. So he took whatever he wanted to express, brought it in the world, and there are pieces that we have to put together. So a superficial look at the Mishkan is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Mishkan, I'd say Shittim is good fit, Zov is good fit, Kesev is good fit, go find, Mistam, you'll find enough. But the real understanding is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world that he created was a Mishkan to be assembled, and Bal Korchach, all the pieces that are going to be used are there, and they're going to be put together. So the minion of that Klal Yisrael got represents that. And the pshat is the minion of what they brought is Bal Korchach going to be what's needed for it. And say pshat v'hoisa means it was chal Hashem v'hoisa on it. In other words, there was clear the dai and clear the hoiser. It was so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever was gathered from Klal Yisrael was needed in order to make it and was capable of making it, because that's exactly the shefa that came. We have two different ways of looking at a yoni. When a person has something, so ish emunos means the person, it's not a muna from belief as much as entrusted. A person whose mitzias is a mitzias of being a nifkat, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkit to the person, different in yanim. So whatever the person has, he bal karchach needs to use. And b'meila, there's never going to be a shortage. Is Rav Brachas, because if I declare myself that whatever I'm doing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avaida, so then it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's warehouse. There's nothing that is going to be missing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't assign jobs, we'll be missing something. So the ish emunos, somebody that comes with the attitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entrusting him with something, and whatever he's doing, he's carrying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, then Bal Korchach Rav Brachas, he's going to have what he needs. Otzle Hashem means I'm trying to grab something more. Lahashem means I'm making it mine. It's my thing. What's incredible here is that I want to point out, we're talking not only about Gashmias, we're talking about Ruchnias. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give anything to Mishkan. He wasn't called on to give to Mishkan. And therefore, the Hakamas HaMishkan was his. He did what he was told to do, and he was a Neman. And b'meila, he did the Hakamas HaMishkan, which in a certain sense is connected to the entire Mishkan. Korach's Otzle Hashir. So, yes, Chazal speak about his Ashiris, but there's another place that we see in the Psukim. Korach wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. L'chora, that's a very, very ruchnistic... It's a very ruchnistic undertaking. In Kleinigkeit, Kohen Gadol, Hametz Chusim, Hametz Avodah, Hametz Kedusha, Hametz Dveikus, whatever. But why are you trying to grab something that's not yours? If you're trying to do what you were told to do, if you're trying to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkid, so you have to look at your at what you have. You have Levia, you don't have Kahuna. So why are you grabbing it? The minute you're grabbing it means that you're going from being an Ish Emunos to Otzla Hashir. Both of them, two people come and they're using somebody's money to do things. One is Ish Emunos, so the pshat is he dehers himself as a vehicle for doing something. It's an escrow. It's something that he's nifkat. And the mailer, it's never chal that it's his money. The otz lehashir means that it's chal on himself, it's chal on himself, the sense that it's mine, and I'm doing it for myself. And the mailer, that's what's mafkia bracha from it. So Chazal over here, so the parasha is telling us a much deeper the head. At Kan, it was seen as a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Mishkan. Let's see if we can have enough materials and everybody chips in and we build something nice and good. Now it goes the other way. It says, Eile p'kudei Mishkan, and there are a few things listed here. There is the items for the Mishkan, and then there's the people that are mitzuve for each one. The word pukah used over here is both for the money that's counted, for the goods that was counted, and for the people appointed. It's the same word, it's the same point. They both come from the word pikadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gave over to the world of Pikadon, and each and every one used it, kefi, erika, and so on and so forth. I want to be misplaced in a minute or two about this, because it gives a very different perspective on what we're doing and what we need to do. A superficial understanding, the way we're brought up is, there's Olam Haba, it's full of schar, it's a wonderful place, a lot of so much better tanugos. As much schusim meisim tovim as you bring, that's what you'll get. So a person has an incentive to do a lot, to bring a lot, and so on. Okay. But when a person, let's take in a Yonad Alma, if a person is earning a lot of money, he's entitled to say, I won't kill myself for the next few dollars. Baruch Hashem, I have enough. I don't need to kill myself. And it's a good cheshbon. I want this amount. I have much more than that amount. I could have a little more. I won't kill myself for it. Person is very, very, it's nothing wrong with that. But if, let's say, somebody lends somebody money or gives somebody money to go buy something, and the person comes back, he gave $100, buy this, this, and this. Comes back, the goods, he's supposed to bring back $20 change. He brings back $10 change, says, you know, $90 is enough. What do you mean? It's not your money, and your job is to be a neman. So it's not the pshat that 90 is also good for yourself, 90 is good enough. But it's a whole different understanding. A person is a nifkat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything. Every minute of our life is given to us. it's not the pshat we have 120 years within which we can accomplish. So if we use X amount of it, say that. So it's a, that's if you look at it as otzal hashem. That's if you look at it as your own enterprise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doled out every day, and there are no extra days. And if you didn't, you're moil b'kodesh. If a person has abilities, talents, if a person has opportunities, I had an opportunity to help somebody. Somebody came, needs something. So if the cheshbon is, I'm looking for a lot of schusim, so I say, Baruch Hashem, I helped 90 people this week. 10 people I won't help. It's not a bad cheshbon when you're looking at it as in that way. But it's the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here to do X amount. We don't know exactly, but every opportunity we have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us here for. So if we don't use it, then everything we did puts it in perspective of Otzel HaShem. So yeah, I'm looking at the Schusim as a Ruchni sticker bank account. So okay, Avada, it's better than not. But B'chol Eifin, it's something that is very, very, it's nice. But that's not true. That's not the way to look at it. There's a place where I always think of it. It says by Yaakov Avinu that he came back to take back the Pachim Ketanim. He crossed over a river. It was a Mokam Sakana. It was at night and so on to get Pachim Ketanim. It seems to us Pachim Ketanim, the word Pachim Ketanim means worthless stuff. So what's the mile? If I tell somebody, if I say, you know, this person went out to Harlem in the middle of the night at 2 a.m, spent an hour looking for a dollar that he lost. We wouldn't see it as a mile on the person. We think of it to be chasar deya or incurably stingy. What does that mean? Spent an hour looking for, what does it mean Avraham Avinu? The answer is the Rambam, when he brings in halachas of Paulin, what a Paul is supposed to look like, Yaakov Avinu is the one called Koicha Varaticha. Yaakov Avinu's midah was Ne'eman, it means if to love him he was Ne'eman, Takarish Baruch Hu, that was Al-Achaz Kamakam, that was the midah. What does it mean I have Pachim Ketanim? I was sent with Pachim Ketanim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me every last pach cotton. And every pach cotton has a tachlis and a tafkid. I don't have the right or ability to say, yeah, I'll be mevata. On my money, if it's my cheshbon and me, I can be mevata. But if it's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me, I have to come back and give it in the cheshbon. The din of cheshbon is not what I did with my life, it's what I did with his life. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me something, and I have to make use of it. The Maila Pekudei tells us that the entire world is given to us with all the pieces needed and all the pieces necessary to build something that we're sent to. Every person in their own lives is given time, years, resources, assets, and things to do something with it. And there's not a moment of life extra and not a penny of resources extra and not one talent not to be used. Everything. Using, if that's our attitude, then Isha Munis is Rav Brachas. Whatever a person does, he's zeichet to see Bracha Maisi Yadav. Because he's not working on his own cheshbon, he's working on someone else's cheshbon. Baruch Hashem, it's a mokum of Rav Brachas here. It's amazing. And it shows the people who invest themselves in Isha Munis, and it should continue to see a shefa of Bracha and Ribu Bezes Hashem.